Beat Breakfast Daily Dilemma.
Dean has joined us from Beat News.
Hello again.
Morning. This is a new one. I haven't had this one before on the show. Right, so let's see what you think. It's from a girl. And she says, "Hi Beat Breakfast. I have a daily dilemma. My boyfriend who I live with celebrates his birthday at the end of August. When I asked him what he wanted for his birthday last year, he said he'd love gym membership."
Okay.
So, which I was slightly surprised by, as he'd never really shown any interest in health and fitness before. Anyway, I got it for him. Not cheap, but he was happy and he's headed off there two or three times a week all year. So the birthday's coming up again, and when I asked him what he wanted, he said, "Sure, just renew the gym membership for me." But here's the problem. We haven't seen much in terms of results with this gym membership. He weighed himself last week and he's nearly 2 stone heavier than he was this time last year. Okay. Honestly, lads, I don't know what he's doing in the gym, but he's not getting fit. And now he wants me to fork out over €400 for it again. I'm really starting to think he's just there to check out the girls or something. Would I be mad to pay all this money again just for him to sit on his arse leering at girls?
Hang on a second. Gym memberships aren't cheap.
No, they're not. No. Nearly like, 500 quid in a lot of places.
What's the relationship between these two?
They're living together, the boyfriend and girlfriend. And he asked for his birthday to get gym membership. Yep, okay.
Yeah.
You with us?
Yeah, yeah.
But a year on, he's asked for the same thing again and he's 2 stone heavier. There's no sign of any...
You can be heavier but fitter, like.
That's true. That's true. Yeah, it could be muscle.
Just because he hasn't lost weight doesn't mean that his health hasn't improved.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like overall, is he in better shape, form?
Well, the suggestion from her in the way she's writing is that he's not.
Is he going? Because I thought initially, he's just not going. But there's no evidence to suggest that he's not going.
There's no evidence that he's not going. I presume like his kit bag is dirty when he comes back and the towel is wet or whatever,
so
you know?
So if he is going a couple of times a week, well then at least in his own way, whatever the results, he's going to the gym, whatever he's doing. I mean, the results don't please you.
Maybe she was expecting some Adonis within a couple of months of him starting in the gym or something.
But if he's going, he's getting use out of it. Like, he can buy somebody a stereo. That doesn't mean they have to play the music you like on it.
Not exactly the same comparison, Vin. But
I think it's very much the same comparison. You can do what she bought him a gym membership. He can do.
He
with
can
that,
use it in whatever way
whatever
he wants.
Whatever way he uses it, wants that. Even if and if he like not going would be taking the piece.
Yeah.
Likely.
Yeah. But if he is going,
but if he is going, then he's getting the use of it.
But I would get the impression from her email that he's 2 stone heavier, and this 2 stone is not shape or tone.
Yeah.
That he's actually. Doesn't look like he's going to the gym and is 2 stone heavier. Yeah. And I think that's her dilemma. She's like... Mm.
Well, I think the problem here is that she's questioning what he's doing there. Is he just like looking at girls? But like, I think some people go to the gym and it's almost a social outlet. Like, they go flop around in the pool, get into the jacuzzi in the steam room. You don't have to be up on weights or anything, you know?
Maybe he's going to get away from you.
That did strike me. Yeah. Maybe it's an hour a day where he doesn't have to talk to you or anybody, you know?
If you really want to see results, why don't you buy him a personal trainer for 6 months?
Oh, I'd say he'd hate that.
Yeah, it's a bit of work.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'd say he'd hate that.
Well, that would be your message then.
Mm.
But again, I joined the gym last year. I let the membership run out after 4 times. That's not my point.
Okay. Fair play.
4 times, twice in the pool, twice in the gym. There was people there who were exercising, maybe moving their legs up and down on those machines, who I don't know the name of. And they're just sitting on their phones. They're taking pictures.
They're
putting them on Instagram. Oh, I'm in the gym. But but you're only really moving your legs for an hour.
Look at you, all judgmental, and you only went 4 times.
Not the point.
He's going to the gym to judge other people like Dean here.
Maybe, there you go. But I'm just saying, maybe his legs are really strong, but the rest of him isn't because he sits.
Okay, but back to the crux of her issue is she's not willing to fork out nearly 500 quid and not see results. Would you be willing to pay that money if that's what they wanted?
Not if I personally believe that this money is going to waste.
Okay.
But I mean, is it like that's one person's? That's a judgment call.
Mm.
Like, if he's using the gym, then he's using it. Then he's getting use of your 500 quid just because you don't like the results.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Okay. All right. Let's get some thoughts on this. What do you make of her? She's worried that he's just going there to look at girls because there's no results. Is she expecting too much?
Tell us what you think now. Local 1890 715 102 or text 085 1029 103.
And can we get the name of that machine that Dean was talking about?
The leg machine. Or maybe you're somebody who goes to the gym just to flop about in the pool. No, just
that's
get
me.
Out of the house for an hour. Let us know. Before we get the reaction on that, a quick shout out and a big happy anniversary to Paul and Cheryl today. Congrats, guys. Paul is a legendary Beat the Bomber.
And
lots of love from Mom, Dad, Jack and Charlie. Congrats guys, and have a great day. So girl in touch with us last year for her man's birthday. He wanted gym membership. She got it for him. Spent a fortune, over €400. And he's gone off 2 or 3 times a week for the whole year. Happy out. But she hasn't seen any results. In fact, when he weighed himself recently, he's 2 stone heavier than he was this time last year. So she's wondering, what's he doing in the gym? And now his birthday's coming up and he's asked her to renew the membership, spend another 400 and something quid. And she's just scratching her head going, do I want to spend my money on this if, you know, not seeing any results? And I'm wondering what he's doing there. Is he just sitting there ogling? Yeah. Ogling and leering. Terrible words to use. Reminds me, I joined the gym years. I've joined a few times, actually. But purely to use the pool. And when you sign up and they say, right, would you like an assessment? No, I won't need one of those. Would you like a tour of how the equipment upstairs works? No, I won't need one of those, thanks.
Just the pool.
Just the pool.
Show me how the pool works.
Yeah, what are the rules? And maybe he's the same. Let me read some of the comments coming in. Join with him. Oh. And every time he goes, just say, I'll join you. Mm. Yeah, you can get a good 2-for-1 deal.
Oh, the couple's deal.
Mm. Yeah. Maybe that's one way. This sounds like somebody who might work in a gym. It says, look, the guy's general fitness will surely have gone up. This is the point Vinny was making. The gym can also be an outlet for people to clear their minds of stress and anxiety and help with general mental health. Yep. It's not all about looking like muscle men.
Yeah.
It's a good point. Are you sure he's not using that time to do some alternative exercise with someone else, if you know what I mean?
Well, like push-ups.
I presume he's been spotted at the gym. Like, she knows he's definitely there. Yeah. And another one here from Dave. It says, get him the membership and you stop overfeeding him at home. Never mind the tight gym pants he's looking at. So blame has been laid at your door, emailer.
Overfeeding him.
You're giving him too much food and that's why he's put on the weight.
God, conclusions are being jumped to here, aren't they?
Any other thoughts on this? 085-102-9103. Would you spend the money and buy him what he wants for his birthday?
The Daily Dilemma on Beat 102-103.